While Elizabeth and Jared get ready for the final round, it's time to welcome our next special guest. You know her from her hits I Fell in Love, Every Little Thing, and she has a new album with John Mellencamp called Sad Clowns and Hillbillies. Please welcome back Carlene Carter. Hi, Carlene.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm having a great time.
Okay, just to refresh for everyone, your father was Country Music Hall of Famer Carl Smith.
Yes.
And your mother was June Carter Cash. And you and your mother both grew up performing as part of the family.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you thought, hey, I want to do this?
I think the first time I ever was on stage, I was 3 years old. I walked out on stage in the middle of a performance, and Mama saw me coming, and I said, I want to talk on that.
The microphone.
Pointing at the microphone, and that was it. And I remember thinking all I ever wanted to do was grow up and be a Carter girl.
And your stepfather, Johnny Cash, bought you your first guitar from Sears.
Yes.
An electric guitar.
It was in a silver tone electric guitar, and it actually plugged into an amp. It was cute, but I really wanted to be a rock and roller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to be a rock and roller. I wanted to study classical piano, and I wanted to play boogie woogie on the piano. So I had all these things that I wanted to do before I was 12 years old. I had great inspiration.
No kidding.
I really did.
So, you know, you've mentioned that your grandmother said to you, even when you were a child, that when we're all gone, it's your responsibility to keep the music alive.
Yeah, that was instilled in me from as far back as I can remember them ever talking about it. It was like, you know now, when we're all gone, that you have to keep this music alive and you have to carry it on. And the thing was, it wasn't just that I needed to remember all the old songs. I needed to add to it as well.
Right.
You know, much like my aunts and my mom did, too, and grandma did after the original Carter family, they added on. And so our generation, the third generation, we started adding on.
And did it ever weigh, like the weight of it?
I never looked at it like that. I looked at it was like it was a gift, and I got to share it. So I do the best that I can, and I don't expect that I'm just going to, like, shake the whole wide world up and everyone's going to. It's going to be on everyone's lips. You're all going to be singing, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, all day long. So it's not going to happen. But it's like we carried on in our own way. And in my music myself that I've written, I consider it it's Carter music.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's the way it goes. And I'm happy.
Yeah. And early in your career, you moved to England and you were writing songs for Squeeze, the Go-Go's, Emmylou Harris. And you are doing your own stuff and you're opening up for bands like The Clash.
Yeah, I played a festival with The Clash, Bow Wow Wow, and UB40. And the only thing that probably got me away with it is I had on rubber pants and and beetle boots. And I looked the part, and I went out there, and I sang, If I was on some foggy mountain top.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? So they kind of dubbed me cowpunk, and
that's one of my favorite descriptions.
I think maybe the see-through plastic miniskirt got me that, yeah. It's mildewed now, don't worry.
So this 2014 album, Carter Girls, this is a collection of songs that were written or co-written by a member of the Carter family. It's 12 songs.
Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah,
it was
how many hard. Songs? Like over 800? How many are you
going
through?
Yeah, there's definitely at least 750, if not more. And I wanted them all to be songs that I wish I had written. I wanted them to make them mine. So I wasn't just singing a lot of Carter family songs as a vocalist. I actually was singing songs that I understood and that I felt a part of. And I've got to say that in all my life and all the things that I've ever done, when I don't know what to do, I go back to my roots and back to the Carter family, and it always has served me so well.
It's like coming home.
Yeah. And, you know, that album was an album I knew I would always make, and I waited a good amount of time till after my mom had passed away to do it because they were so incredible. But I just remember, you know, gosh, I'm starting to get a little emotional. But sometimes I do. I get really attached to the idea of, you know, that I am carrying this on.
Yeah.
And I feel them around me. There's nothing like singing with family, and being able to sing those songs is like singing with them. I love it.
Have you told your daughter that it's her responsibility to...
Oh, yeah. And my granddaughters, too. And yeah. They're scared because grandma's like, here, I got all my stage clothes saved for you.
All right, Carlene, are you ready for your Ask Me Another Challenge?
Okay, I'm ready.
Carlene Carter, one of the amazing things we found about you when we were doing research that stood out was that your voice and music is in a pinball machine.
Yes.
It's called Roadshows Red. You play the character Red, who is described as a brassy country girl with a heart of gold.
Yes.
And a freewheeling way with a bulldozer.
Yep, and I had a hard hat on.
You have a hard hat on. Was it weird to do a voice for a pinball machine?
I tell you what, that was one of the easiest recording sessions I've ever done. They gave me a list of states, and I got to say, Alaska! I got to say, Tennessee! Music City, USA! I mean, it's like all this list of things, and then I got to say, oh, you missed it.
So we love pinball, and so we wrote a quiz for you called Pinball Music. It's
okay.
Simple. I'm just going to describe the features of a real pinball machine. You just tell me the musician or band it is themed after.
Okay.
Here we go. This machine features a miniature version of its star, complete with shaking hips. Shoot your ball at the cute little hound dog or fire it up the left ramp.
Elvis Presley.
That's right. I didn't even have to say the rest of the clue.
Okay.
This pinball machine was released in 1979 when its featured star was crossing over from country to pop. According to the marketing materials during the game, the song Here You Come Again plays, quote, for extra entertainment pleasure.
Dolly Parton.
Yes, that's right. On this machine, you can shoot your pinball up Gene Simmons' outstretched tongue and into his mouth.
Ooh, a kiss.
Yeah.
French kiss, I'm guessing.
The makers of this 1967 pinball machine originally avoided licensing fees by theming it around a fictional mop top band called the Boodles.
The Beatles, the Boodles. Okay. The Beatles?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Carlene, you did great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did amazing.
I love y'all.
Carlene is performing at the Nashville Palace on June 7th for the annual event, Next Generations, Sons and Daughters of Country Legends, and July 8th at the grand opening of Johnny Cash's Kitchen and Saloon right here in Nashville. Carlene Carter, everybody.
Love you guys. Oh, it's your heart out.